We are up to Simen Kuf. Tefillah Samoed Tzarech L'Sadr, to arrange beforehand in advance the different unique tefillahs you're saying when that day of the year arrives. Says the Mechaber, it's a short Simen, Tefillos Shel Moedos, the Yamim Tovim, V'Shel Rosh Chodoshim, and Rosh Chodesh Tzarech L'Hasdir Tefiloso Kodim Shispalel Kedei Shitehei Shigur B'Fiv. You have to arrange it, look over it in advance that it should be fluent in your mouth. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph, Shoroshe Chadashim, Kain Girsa Bekam Sefarim Abir Hagro. This is the version we have, many Sforim from the Vilna Gaon's commentary, Rosh Chodesh means Tefilas Mosaf. Those days we're adding something new. Rosh Chodesh, Yidam Mosaf. Yom Tov, Yidam Mosaf. That time, the reason, Mishayin Mispala Osan Todir, you don't do this frequently, El Lefarakim, it's occasionally, therefore, Ein Ragil Behem Kolkach. Ragil, like the source for the English word regular. We're not so regular. We don't say so regularly, so therefore it's not so, fluent, familiar with us. With Pirkei, Primogonim, sorry, B'Shem Habach, Pre-Chodesh Kosev Dehu Hadin, Yalav Yalvo De Shachris. So too also with the Yalav Yalvo by Shachris. In the Dershi points out, Kan Kosev Shachris, Amnon Besov Devar of Kosev Tzefila Rishona. I mean, the first time you're davening, Hayin Tzefilas Arvis, right? Shetzarech last year. You have to arrange it by the first time you're davening Yalav Yalvo. As we know, since Vahi Erev, Vahi Vokir, day begins at night, it really is the preceding Marv. You have to look over the Yalav Yalvo. O BMA, right? For example, this is the Ahanisim, Dechanuk of Purim, Gamkin Sarach Lahaster. You also have to look those over in advance. In the Dirshu 2, it says, Vegam, Aide Hirhur, that's good enough. Kosov Aishal Avraham, Shemoil Sadr Esa Brachois Techila. If you just go over in your mind, actually looking at it in a sitter, but you think about it mentally, what to say, that works. Mitechila o sheyispalel mitocha sitter. So, for the middle of a sentence, you should look them over beforehand, or when you're davening from a sitter. If you look in the dirshu number 4, she says mispalel mitocha sitter kosov leel sheyarshum es kol makomit shetzarach lehispalel oso tefila. In those days, the sitter were not so nicely arranged with the fancy gray boxes to insert here. You had to actually flip the pages. So we spoke it out on the previous shiurim that you should really mark it off in the forehand. So you're not, in the middle of your shmoneh esrei, you start flipping around to get to all the different places. Okay, back inside. V'shiurei kinesis hakadola tomal minhag ha'anashim shemakin b'chol ze. He's amazed by those who they don't do this, right? The hispale b'al peh ve'ena misadim tichilei. They just get up and down without looking it out, arranging it, thinking about it beforehand. She'eni yadei al mas somchi. He has no idea what they're relying upon by not doing this. V'ayim b'shari tshuva l'chadchil.
So at least the first one, so you make sure you have it clear, then you can continue.
Okay, that was all the Mechaber. Then we go back into the Ramah on top. It says, maybe all this is talking about when you're davening by heart, by memory. But if you are davening from a sitter, so then you don't need to arrange in advance because it's all there printed in front of you. Right? You see what you're saying. And that's the minhag that we have, is to open the sitter and daven and see what it says there. Sivkat and Beis in Mishnah Berurah, Kirs Palim Rape, Kos the Machsas HaShekel, Shalokidin, Nohagin Ha'olim, Sha'omrim, Birkas Kiddush Levona Baal Peh. It's not correct what they do by saying, the Kiddush Levona by heart, Ve'ein Mesadin Osom, they don't review beforehand, Ayim Bishari Tshuva, Gimel Mitoch HaSidr, they're davening from a Sidr, Tefilos, Piyutim, Shachomer Perusham. When you have these Piyutim that have sometimes, tongue twisters and, difficult words where they actually know what they mean, it's very poetic languages over there. Israelis sometimes don't always know exactly what they're saying. It's not a simple Hebrew. Tzarech Lahaznir Techili, you should look it over beforehand. Vlomahani Sefer Bezeh. That's not going to help because, you're pronouncing the words, okay, very nice, but you have to actually look out and figure out what exactly it is you're saying when you are davening, when you're saying these Piyutim. Slichos also, we could add it, right? Okay. That was the end. That's Kuf. Kuf Aleph. Shitzarech lechavin b'chol ha-brachos. The person just come making the brachos. V'sheyochel hispale b'chol lashon. The fact that you're allowed to daven in other languages besides Lashon HaKodesh. So says the Mechaber. Hamispale tzarech shiyechavin b'chol brachos. You have to have kavanah for each of the blessings you're saying. V'im eini yochel lechavin b'chulon. If you're not going to be able to have kavanah for
for all of the brachos, the pachos at least, yechavim ba'avos. You should first should have kavana for the first bracha of Shmon Esri of Avos, v'im lo kivim ba'avos. If you didn't have kavana for the first bracha of Avos, afa pisha kivim b'chol ashar, even though you had kavana for everything else, tekab shofar, you had kavana for that, refa'ini, kavana for that, nevertheless, since you didn't have kavana by Avos, yachzor v'yispal, you have to go back and daven again. We'll see what the Mishnah Berurah tells us about Lamaisa, how this plays out. Then comes along the Ramah and adds, Ba'idna nowadays, ain chozrin. We do not go back and daven at a time, b'shvil chesron kavana, because we're lacking kavana, sh'af b'chazorah korovu shalo l'chavim, because it's very close to certain that you're not going to have any better kavana the second time. It's a very strong statement about our level of concentration, the imkein lamar yachzor. What'd you gain by going back? Says the Ramah. So we don't go back and do this. That was the mechaber Ramah on Sif Aleph. So we'll do the Mishnah Berurahs. Hamis palil, person who's davening, v'yagil adam atzma lechavin al koponim bechasimas shokol bracha. At least you should have kavana for the chasima, the concluding parts of each bracha. And the Dirshu speaks out. But Tam Hadav, I'm reading number one. Tamadavar bir hatur shehu mekor divrei hamishnah berurah is coming from shemichol chasimus abrachos yesh besacha kol meyav shlosh esrei tevos 113 words kimo sheyesh betfilas chana. Okay, so then that's the numbers work out over there. You got to imagine how the Torah came up with all these things. Amazing. Vegam kosa b'torah, and also written in the Torah shlosh meyav esrei pa'amim lev. Lev's written 113. Loimish etzarech kavanas halev. Teach you have to have kavana by lev. Bach hosif to see him kol bracha hu shevach. The adav sheichavim bezeh me'asher bevachasav. Not forget the gematria reason of it. Just the more, I would call it practical reason. Maybe practical is not the best word, but he says because that's the part we're actually giving the shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking him instead of making a request for him. That's the way the Bach learns why it's the ikar is to have the kavana by the chasima. Okay, good. Beis sheichavein hainu pir shamilos. A person should know what the words themselves mean. In Dirshu number two is lechavim b'shemus v'yichudim, to have more higher levels of kavana of yichudim, of different ways of spelling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The yud kei vav kei, when you spell out the letters, what is a yud? A yud is a yud vav dalid, and then a hey could be spelled various ways. You could spell with a hey aleph, a hey hey, a hey yud, right? Vav could be spelled vav 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 aleph vav. Hey again, we have three different ways of spelling it. These are corresponding different names of Hashem, different types of advanced kavanas. So they have these types of things. So he says kosov la'el shlo yasekein el misha bo besod Hashem. Only someone who's holding by Kabbalah should be thinking these types of things. Deim lo kein chas v'shal mekalke b'ze harba. You lose more than you gain. You should think about what the words simply mean, not necessarily to think about more advanced levels, but just to know what you're saying as you're saying it. That's the kavana that he's talking about here. That's what it means. Pirush Hamilos. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah. Al kein ma nachon me'od, how correct it is. V'hamonim she'yomadu pirush hamilos shel kol tefila. A person should know what the words mean. Baruch Hashem, now you have these wonderful sidurim. They're translated. They have like either next to it or underneath the words. They have taich in Hebrew, in Yiddish. A person should know whatever their normal, again, whatever their first language is to be able to translate so they understand what they're saying. Al kol ponim, you certainly have to know what the words mean in avos and in modim. Okay, gimel ba'avos ki hu sidur shivcho shel makom. This is when you're arranging the praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al kain eina bedin shehe az pona levavo ledvar macherim. So, when you're presenting your case, you're making your first impression, you don't want to be starting about thinking about other things. There are some poskim who hold that, that avos, the modim has the same status of avos lechatchila. In Dirshu 3, it says, V'davar ze lechavim modim kosov kehilas Yaakov. Shetoli begirsas hagemor. It depends which girsas in the Gemara you're going. Sharakech, vasefach chasidim. Garsu b'gemora she'im einu yochel lechavim bechulam yechavim be'avos o behodoyos, which is where we do modim v'hosif b'shut arshdam hevi girsa b'shem ha'aguda shenechlu b'gemora be'eza mehabrochos yechavim. It's machlokes more which to have kavana for shechad amr be'avos v'chad amr be'modim. One says you have to have kavana by the first. One says you have to have kavana by modim. V'chein kosav kilitz Yaakov shemishloch givim be'avos. If you didn't have kavana by avos, yizayim me'o, be very careful lechavim modim v'yotzei chova ledeya. Das, comma, poskim. That way you satisfy many opinions. Okay, right? Yeah, we just read that. V'chim poskim, degam modim, choshkavs gulchidup. Fine. V'im hu mishair. If a person evaluates themselves, shvil ba'avos le'yichavin, they just know, you know, they're angry, or they're distracted, or whatever it is, they're tired, then lo yispalo klal ad shetis yashiv daito. You should not daven until you will able to, you know, self-regulate and realize that you'll be able to have kavana for the bracha of avos. In Dirshu 4, it says, "Umash meshafilu im yavar zman tefilo lo yispalel." Even you're going to miss the zman. The lo kemo shekosav ba'aruch hashulchan shahaminig lehispalel. The chen kosav gon Reb Chaim Kanievsky that that one should not daven. They're not going to be able to have kavana. Shia yuchol al koponim lechavim ba'avos. Right? You should wait to make sure you have kavana for. For Davos. Now, what if you didn't? What if you didn't have kavana for avos? So over here, he brings in footnote 5, v'im yesh lechav mechol teva sheba avos, kihilus Yaakov, that's the stipler, hochiach miyushalmi shetzorek lechav mechulun. You have to have kavana for all of them. V'sefer nachlas Eliyahu, muva sheshol es hachofetz chayim. Madu kavanas habracha harishon ma'keves. Why taka is it that you have to have kavana for the first bracha? Hare logorim mimisha dile kitzas mihabracha ba'oisin tevos she'enim ikra hametbeya she'enim ma'akev. Should be no worse than skipping one or two words or not ma'akev. Seheshivi answer the chafetz chayim she'ulai bebracha rishona kol hanusach li'ikuva. No, every word in the first bracha is ma'akev. V'chein hu b'sefer emes liyakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, omnam das, agrum shlomo zaman orbach. V'agon Reb Chaim Kanievsky, shekavan ha-makeves, you know what it is, ba'ovos, hirak ba'osan tevos, those words, shein ikar inyin habracha v'tochna. That part, if you don't go for the main part of it, then that's it. Aval im lo kivein b'tevos sheha mashmaos muvenes, right, you understand what it means, gam v'adein, you could understand if you missed, if that word would have been lacking, you would have understood the overall idea being conveyed, then in that case, ein tzarech lachzor. Interesting discussion as to what exactly, but again, lichatchil, one should have kavana for, obviously, every single word in the first part. Okay, and finally, the last one is Sivkat and Dalet Ha'idna. Nowadays, we don't go back. Ouch, because we're not going to have so much kavana the second time around. Kosav Chai Adam nearly the cave and the mitzad hadin sirech lachzulis palel. Since meikra hadin, one is required to al koponim im nizkar koidim sheomer baruch ato Hashem besof bracha. If you remembered before you got to the last part of the bracha, yachzul lomer me elokei Avraham. In life, that's what one would do. You're not going to go back to the beginning because that would be saying a new part of the bracha. But at least to go back to elokei Avraham and then to finish up there with kavana. Some interesting comments here in the Dirshu in the back. Number 7, he says, V'af sheyesh b'chelik shechoyzer haskar Hashem Shemayim. You are saying, right, Hashem's name in these parts, mutalo la'omro sheyesh. You're allowed to still say it a second time. Mikom makom lachzor letzichilas ha'brach. You go back to the beginning of it. Ein yoch, that you can't. Shekem she'enechayv lachzor. You're not really obligated to go back. Yesh bozeh chashash brach levatola. Could be a question of making a brach levatola. Okay, and then in number 8, he says, "Ve'im lo kivim bebirchas avos." You didn't have kavana for the first bracha. Oops. Okay, v'adayin lo hischa. But you need to start the second bracha as bircha shniya. Kosav Rav Chaim Kanievsky b'shem Chazon Ish sheyochel lachshov belibo pirush hamilos shel birchas avos. So then you can just stop and mentally go over that. You're not going to say the words again, but you're thinking about it. V'nechshav shekivein bo. That's like because like you had kavana. Achkos mishne bura mavur delo sevir lekein. Okay, he did not. To agree with that that Eitzah. Okay, we will continue Emirat Hashem with Sith Beis tomorrow.